Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. This is episode 50. We made it to 50, guys. This is exciting for me. This is a milestone. And if you have been listening to the podcast, it would really mean a lot to me for you to like and subscribe to this podcast, as that is how others hear about us as well. Definitely, if you could post it on your social, that would be absolutely amazing, super helpful. If you tag me, my links are in the show notes. If you definitely tag me on any posts, I will share it as well. And it will give your social media post a little boost as well if I am sharing it. So we can work together on that one. So let's dive into today's episode. We are still working on, we are actually on the sixth episode of this mini series where we are talking about how IFS plays a big part in your sleep and your stress. If you are just tuning in to this episode, I'd highly recommend that you go back to episode 45, where I started the series, in order to understand what I'm talking about. You may be lost if you're just stepping into this and don't have a background in understanding of the different pieces of IFS. So, as I have mentioned before, IFS, internal family systems, has been a huge piece of the puzzle for me. In helping with sleep and stress, helping my clients, helping myself, helping my kids, my one neurodiverse child who really struggles with anxiety and perfectionism and anger and a lot of different emotions throughout the day. And since bringing in IFS, it's really helped him as well to navigate that. He's not 100% on board with it yet, but the little bits that he's even allowed me to do with him have already made a huge difference. So I am super excited to be bringing this into all of the other tools that I do teach on sleep, stress, and really just keeping your stress system as strong as possible to handle everything that's thrown at you in your day. And when we're focusing today, we're going to be focusing on how IFS, the internal family systems, how these protectors actually shape your stress response. So we have dove into managers and firefighters from a protector sense. So whenever your body has had that trauma, when there is a painful memory, a painful belief that has shaped a neural pathway in your brain, sometimes there's two different pieces of it. As we talked about in the last episode, sometimes the exiles, the painful belief and memory, because it goes through your whole neural pathway and your body actually, there's a book called Your Body Keeps the Score, which is phenomenal. And your body holds different traumas, different times in your life where your stress system was really, really heightened. It could be that you had a sick child or you're taking care of a sick parent, financial struggles. So these could be long-term things as well as just incidents that have happened in our lives. These get stored in certain places in our body. So wherever they are stored, they do have an effect on those body systems. So as I said last episode, my body systems tend to my, I do have some of my painful beliefs, memories, and such were stored, some still are, in my gut, in my digestive system. And how do you know? Well, there's different ways to know is when you are feeling a certain way, you might feel anxiety, agitation, frustration. You might feel like you just are shutting down. When you're feeling any of these emotions that you may feel with stress, stop and think about, where is this in my body? And for me, it's that knot in my stomach. It's this knot. I can feel it. I can point to you. It's about like an inch to two. It's a bit bigger, but an inch and a half round where I feel a knot in this one spot in my stomach. And that is where different beliefs and stuff are stuck on me. That's where beliefs hit on me. And that really affects my stomach. So whenever I am slightly stressed about something or just even going through my day, my digestive tract is what takes the hit for me. Now, the thing with your digestive tract is that you have 50 different hormones that your stress system is in charge of. Cognitive thinking. It's funny that I paused before that one. Cognitive thinking, short-term memory, your metabolism, the way that your body burns fuel, cholesterol, blood pressure, your reproductive, all your sex hormones, there's just so many of them, healing, repairing, your ability to just regenerate itself. All of these are managed by your stress system. And a lot of these hormones are released through your digestive tract. So when my digestive tract is not doing well, then a lot of these stress hormones can't get through my body as well. And when your gut is also affected, 90% of your serotonin is affected in your gut. 90%. I have heard some 70 or 80%, still large amount. Serotonin is your I feel calm hormone. I feel like I want to socialize with people and I'm more social and interactive. Well, 90% of that is in your digestive tract. Thing is, or is released, is created and released through your digestive tract. Serotonin, synthetic serotonin, is what is in anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications. So quite often, I know for me with my history of working with clients, as soon as somebody tells me that they are on anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants, I start asking them questions instantly about their gut. And that's what I've always done through time is, okay, now let's start working on healing your gut. Once I start finding out that, you know, they may have diarrhea or constipation or their gut is irritating a little bit. They have indigestion. They may not break down meat the way that they used to be able to, or raw veggies come out the same way they used to. They may have IBS, certain foods they may avoid, may have diarrhea, constipation, bloating, all kinds of things. If they have any of those, I used to start instantly working on their gut. But now that I've learned this piece of IFS, where we also hold stressors in, that is where I will ask a client, when you're feeling stressed, where do you feel it? And if they're feeling it in their gut, if their anxiety is in their gut, or their depression, or their anger, or their frustration, or their shutting down is in their gut, then I also know that working with the protectors and working to help them and talk to them is also going to help. And so that is how like protectors can affect and shape. I've also worked with a client. Well, actually, I'm the opposite. So I'll give you both scenarios. I had a situation, I think I talked about this in one of the prior episodes, where in my early 20s, I decided I wanted to do fitness competitions and I was overtraining and under eating. That's just 30 years ago. That was kind of the protocol. Let's cut your calories and let's give you like 4 to 5 hours of exercise a day. So when I did this, my body crashed. And what happened at first, though, is all of that exercise and everything was pushing my cortisol. Cortisol is your stress, your energy hormone. And it would have been pushing so much, so hard that all of a sudden my body was like, nope, we're lowering this to stop you from pushing it so high. So my body, my protectors now, as soon as I Well, for the longest time with exercise, I would be pushing, trying to do exercise, and my body kept crashing. And I've realized now that that was a protector that was kicking in, going, oh, they're exercising again. This is over exercising, even if I'm doing 15 minutes. But in its mind, with its trauma, we're starting the cycle again, is how it's feeling, this protector. So this protector kicks in and would lower my cortisol. So my cortisol was always tanking. Now, cortisol is your ability to handle stressors and it's your energy hormone. So my energy tanked all the time and my ability to handle stressors tanked all the time. Now, the opposite has affected one of my clients where their body elicited the cortisol because that was telling them, hey, you're in a stress state now. So it was pumping out cortisol all the time, one of these protectors for situations that. So I did speak about an individual as well, where with the market crashing, all of a sudden their product business went from like very successful to bankrupt in a week. And so then when they were working in their next business, the smallest things, things that weren't even big issues, would send their cortisol through the roof because a protector was like, oops, this business is like, we need to warn you. We need to be cautious. We need to come in here and protect you. And that cortisol would go through the roof. So in them, it was increasing their cortisol all the time. So they were living in a heightened stressed state. And I was the opposite, where my protector was lowering my cortisol to where I was beyond exhausted and like struggling to function. And so this is how protectors can really affect your stress response. It can affect hypertension. It can give you headaches. Migraines can come out of nowhere. Like your cortisol levels, the way that your body metabolizes things. So breaking down fats, the way that your cholesterol, all of these things can be affected by protectors if they are in certain parts of your body and the way that they also elicit a stress response. So if a protector is getting you angry, if they're getting you frustrated, that's usually a heightened sense of cortisol. It's sending all these stress hormones pumping through your body. It's sending glucose through your body every time that those are coming in. And then that starts taxing your system over time with too much glucose happening, too much stress hormone, cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine, all of these just pumping through your body, adrenaline. And you end up in this heightened stress state all the time, or you're like shutting down where things just like cortisol just drops. All of these things tank. And all of this affects your body over time. So you start getting where you might start getting weight around your middle that you can't lose no matter what, because of how often glucose has been pushed out. You might start being pre-diabetic because of how often these protectors with the anger, the frustration, or the anxiety are kicking in and causing these issues. So the tools I used to use, which are great tools for sure, but this is the thing as well. I will ask somebody, where are they feeling that, or what does their body do when that protector kicks in? And if it is increasing their stress state or shutting their cortisol down, then I know that we need to work with either of those before we can start working on things to balance out cortisol, to support your stress system, to be getting all of those vitamins and minerals working the way that they need to, the other hormones, the cholesterol, and everything to be working the way that they can. Because if not, we're constantly doing damage control, where I could be trying to fix something through all of the tools and the scientific data and fixing all of those, but you're constantly putting yourself into a stress state. So we can only make so much progress before you often take steps back again, and you're just going back and forth. It's the revolving circle. So with IFS, it really, really does affect your stress response when you have all of these protectors trying to protect you and putting you into a stressed state over and over again. All right. That is it for this episode. The next episode is the second last one of this series, and it is about sleep. So we just talked about how protectors shape your stress response. But if you're somebody that's struggling with sleep, what if that is due to certain protectors that are happening and you have tried all of the tools? That is what we are going to dive into in the next episode. I will see you there. Wait, before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.